Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Hidden Empire, Book One of the Saga of the Seven Suns, by Kevin J. Anderson, narrated by George Guidel. This work is copyrighted 2002 by Wordfire Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2002 by Recorded Books. Having colonized the worlds of the Spiral Arm, the three branches of humanity consider themselves lords of creation. After all, humans share the galaxy with only two alien species, one harmless and one extinct. But in their pride, the upstart worlds of man have misunderstood the brutal realities of the galaxy, and now face their own impending doom. And now, Hidden Empire.
Chapter 1. Margaret Kolokos. Safe in orbit high above the gas giant, Margaret looked through the observation port at continent-sized hurricanes and clouds far below. She wondered how long it would take for the entire planet to catch fire once the experiment began. Anciere was a pastel globe of hydrogen and mixed gases 5 times the size of Jupiter. Moons surrounded the gas giant like a litter of pups jostling against their mother. The 4 of greatest interest were large bodies of ice and rock named Jack, Ben, George, and Christopher after the first 4 great kings of the Terran Hanseatic League. If today's test proved a success, those moons could eventually be terraformed into Earth-like colonies. If the Clickus torch failed, the respected career of Margaret Kolokos would fizzle along with it. But she would survive. As xeno-archaeologists, she and her husband Louis were accustomed to working in blissful obscurity. In preparation for the experiment, the technical observation platform bustled with scientists, engineers, and political observers. Though Margaret had nothing to do with the actual test, her presence was still required here, a celebrity. She had to make a good show of it. After all, she had discovered the alien device among the ruins. Tucking gray-streaked brown hair behind her ear, she looked across the deck and saw Louis grinning like a boy. They'd been married for decades and had never worked without each other. It had been years since she'd seen him in a dashing formal suit. Margaret could tell how much he reveled in the excitement, and she smiled for his sake. She preferred to watch people rather than interact with them. Louis once joked that his wife had become fascinated with archaeology on alien planets because there was no chance she might have to strike up a conversation with one of her subjects. With plenty of dirt under their fingernails and groundbreaking discoveries on their resumes, Margaret and Louis Kolokos had already sifted through numerous worlds abandoned by the insect-like Clickus race, searching for clues to explain what had happened to their vanished civilization. The alien empire had left only ghost cities and occasional tall, beetle-like robots that bore no helpful memories of their progenitors. In the eerie ruins on Corobus, the Kolokos team had discovered and deciphered the remarkable planet-igniting technology they had called the Clickus Torch. Now excitement thrummed in the filtered air of the observation platform. Invited functionaries crowded around the observation windows, talking with each other. Never before had humans attempted to create their own sun. The consequences and the commercial possibilities were far-reaching. Chairman Basil Wenceslas noticed Margaret standing alone. When a small-statured server compi came by bearing a tray filled with expensive champagne, the powerful chairman of the Terran Hanseatic League snagged 2 extruded polymer glasses and walked over to her, proud and beaming. "Less than an hour to go." She dutifully accepted the glass and indulged him by taking a drink. Since the reprocessed air of the observation platform affected the senses of smell and taste, a cheaper champagne would probably have tasted as good.
"I'll be glad when it's over, Mr. Chairman. I prefer to spend my time on empty worlds, listening for the whispers of a long-dead civilization. Here, there are too many people."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?